Rebel forces in Libya appear to have made some significant gains, pushing into towns to the west and south of the capital, Tripoli. Fighting between government troops and rebels is reported in Zawiya, which is about 30 miles west of Tripoli, and in Gharyan, 50 miles to the south. Rebels claim to be cutting off supply routes into Tripoli from Zawiya, which is where Libya's only functioning oil refineries are. East of Tripoli, NATO planes could be heard overhead in Brega as rebels patrol what's now a ghost town. U.S. officials say Muammar Gaddafi's military fired a Scud missile for the first time in the six-month conflict at Brega, but it landed in the desert. Despite these rebel advances, Muammar Gaddafi remains defiant. In an audio message yesterday, he said, "The end of the colonizer is close, and the end of the rats is close," urging his supporters to prepare for the battle to liberate Libya. But what are his supporters saying? From Tripoli, the BBC's correspondent Matthew Price has this report.
Well, this is Green Square. It's alive with life, even at this late hour. There are pictures of Colonel Gaddafi all around on the walls of the square and also on the back window of a white saloon car just in front of me. A huge graphic, one of those pixelated ones that covers the entire window. Colonel Gaddafi and one of his sons. Let's try and get a word with the man inside the car. Hello, mahaba. This is you with the colonel, with Colonel Gaddafi?
Yes.
You're kissing it.
I love so much.
Why do you love him so much?
He's saying that he's a father for all Libyans, and he is very good.
Do you believe these reports at the moment that the rebel fighters are getting closer to Tripoli and that they threaten Colonel Gaddafi, they threaten Tripoli?
No,
he said, as you see, all people are happy around because of the security and the safety. From this you can see that nobody is worried or scared about rebels because all lies.
There are some engineers in the square here. They're putting up this massive scaffold which would run, I'm guessing, for a couple of hundred meters in length and about 75-100 meters wide, and on top of this they are going to put up the biggest picture in the world, they say, of Colonel Gaddafi.
He say we're doing this to tell and to give the picture to the NATO and to the world that we all love our leader, and we want to make it as big as possible so they can see it from their airplanes.
So it's going to be looking up. Colonel Gaddafi is going to be looking up into the sky. They're kind of taunting.
It will be looking up.
Taunting NATO a little.
Yes, something like that. Yes. Yes.
Into a cafe now, and there's a woman just over here.
She's worried. She doesn't want the colonialism to come back to Libya.
Colonized by who?
She's worried about NATO, the NATO.
Well, this is an area known for its loyalty to Colonel Gaddafi, and government minders brought me here, so I suppose the answers shouldn't be unexpected. But that doesn't mean that the people here don't represent a sizable proportion of the population. There was an intelligence official captured a few days ago by the rebels. He gave an interview, and in it he said he believed that 70% of the population of Tripoli supports Colonel Gaddafi. If there is to be a fight for this capital city, you can assume it would be a bloody one.